This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host and best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, Derek Champagne.
Talk to me about how simplicity in business is important and how it can set someone apart.
So again, this comes back to, I think in this day and age, because there are so many different things that we can do, especially from a marketing perspective. And I talked about it briefly earlier on, the magical marketing mystery machine. And so into this machine, everybody is like stuffing all of the different ideas that people have got around marketing. So Facebook ads goes into the machine, books goes into the machine, podcasts goes into the machine, videos go in there, SEO, local SEO, Google My Business. You're stuffing the machine full of all this stuff. And actually, take the analogy of there's a doctor Chatterjee in the UK who talks about healthy food, and he says you should never eat anything that has more than 5 ingredients in it. Okay, and I think it's the same for marketing and for business. You should never be doing more than probably 5 marketing activities at the most in your business. Otherwise, you are overcomplicating it. So actually, we need to take more stuff back out of this magical marketing mystery machine, or just work out the 2, 3, 5 things that really work for our business. So, you know, it's no coincidence that we're talking and I'm a guest on the podcast. Well, hey, presto, you know, podcast interviews for me is one of my 3 things in my marketing mix that works for me. So alongside that is my book. That helps to spread the word and educate people about what I do, and offer value up front. And then the final thing is speaking engagements. I know that if I consistently do those 3 things sort of day in, day out, week in, week out, I will, there'll be buzz and I will get leads and clients. But it's taken me, like you said, I've had to work with thousands of business owners over the last 17 years and run several businesses in order to get that level of clarity. So it's very difficult when you say to somebody who's looking at you across, you know, a coaching sort of coffee table, and they say, "Oh, I tried Facebook ads and it didn't work." Okay, well, right. So tell me a bit more about that. Well, I tried boosting a post and I think I wasted 20 quid and I'm not going to do it again. And I'm like, okay, well, A, you probably haven't mastered Facebook ads yet, but that's not a problem because we can work on that. There's plenty of people to help do that. Second thing is, you know, when did you do it? And they're like, oh, I did it over the weekend. Right. Are your clients online at the weekend? No. Okay. So that's the second problem. Third thing is, how about you try it again at a couple of different points and maybe split test and just, you know, gather a bit of information and see, definitely find out whether it works or not. And then it comes down to like the, what I call the marketing mindset.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.